The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor in Syria. All went out to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, in the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver a child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom favor him." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Holy God, we ask that on this night you send your Spirit to be with us, to fill our hearts, our minds, and our imaginations with the possible. Amen. Please be seated. For those of you who know me know that I never preach in the pulpit except for on Christmas Eve. And tonight, after the most riotous pageant we have ever experienced, it was awesome. If I got up in that pulpit, I would probably fall asleep leaning against it. So I'll keep walking in the hopes of keeping myself awake. Today we get the classic Christmas story, right? You know, we've got no room in the inn, we've got baby in swaddling clothes, we got shepherds and angels, we get the whole picture, kind of the classic tableau of Christmas night. And I know, because I've been doing this a long time, and I was raised an Episcopalian, so I've been hearing this story for over 50 years now. I know the important part of the story is the whole Mary and Joseph and manger thing, but my mind always gets stuck on the shepherds. Maybe it's a guy thing. You know, I wanted to be Peter Pan when I was a kid. That's about as close as you can get to the endless life of being a young man out in the wilderness, I guess. I probably shouldn't have shared that. But some of you might say he hasn't grown up. That would explain a lot. But I have this image in my mind, and I don't know where the memory comes from. It's very, very old. I don't know where it comes from, but do you remember there was kind of a resurgence back in the 60s, but it's an art form that was very popular in the 1700s and early 1800s of silhouettes, you know, cutting out silhouettes with the black paper and then placing them onto a white background. My first exposure to silhouettes was my grandparents, as a Christmas present, got my mother them of each of her adoring children and me. And actually, I was the good one. And my dad still has them in our house. But to the point. So I have this memory of this silhouette. It was round, and it was in a round frame, and it was very, very old. In fact, I remember being sold. I think it may have been in a museum that I saw it. And it was an icon of kind of classic colonial art. And it was a picture of shepherds on a hillside, a few sheep, a tree, an angel, and a full moon. It is as clear as day to me, and I do not remember where I first saw it. And what's interesting is tonight before I came in, I noticed that we actually have a very clear full moon. Enjoy the sun tomorrow. Enjoy the sky tonight. It's a beautiful, beautiful sky. But it's that picture of those young men, and yes, shepherds were young men, out there, that seems so grace-filled and lovely and bucolic and all the things that being a shepherd weren't. And that's why this whole image of the shepherd grabs me now as an adult. Because to understand this picture, you have to understand who the shepherds were. The shepherds were the lost boys. These were the forgotten children. These were orphans. To be a shepherd was to be a child who had been discarded by society and placed into labor as a very young person, either because you had no one to take care of you or because your family could no longer afford to keep you, so you were literally sold to the owner of the sheep that you cared for. Okay, that's a little dark. But remember, these are the very first people that God sends his messengers to proclaim this amazing thing that has taken place. It is the people who we have forgotten, who we have pushed aside, who God pulls in to the glory that is Christmas morning. And their response is not whatever. Their response is not, oh, we've been told a tale or two before. Their response is, if this is true, we need to be a part of this. We need to go and see. We need to be a witness to this. We need to know not only in our hearts, in our minds, but with our eyes, that light has come into the world. Because all these boys have ever experienced is darkness. And so that day, light comes into the darkness, comes into this dark, dark place of these boys' lives, into a world that was very dark. You think times are tough now? You should have seen CNN back in the time of Augustus. It was a dark place that the love and light of God entered in that little fragile baby, Jesus. Not to some great aristocracy, not to some great power broker, not to the who's who of who should be giving birth to change the world, but to a young, frightened couple who had no idea what was next. If you had been here for the pageant, you would have seen this portrayed beautifully by Joseph tonight. Joseph was played by Joseph, who the entire time Gabriel is talking to him, explaining to him what is happening, he has this look that he's going to throw up. It was classic. He first looks like he's going to shout, then he looks like he's going to cry, and then he just looks like he's going to get sick. And I thought to myself, that is the realest Joseph I have ever seen. into that fear and that darkness that was that world, into the fear and darkness that was the life of those young boys, into the fear and darkness that was that young couple's experience at the moment, comes the light and love of God. We throw the word around awesome a lot. That's awesome. That is awe-inspiring. It should make us stop and just for a moment try to catch our breath. That God so loves us that God was willing to be amongst us, to live amongst us, to ultimately die for us, and to break the bonds of that death for us. But first, that little baby had to be born. First, those shepherds needed to come in from the wilderness and experience that light and that love. First, Mary needed to know that it was going to be okay. First, Joseph needed to know, I can handle this. God so loved them as God loves us and shatters that darkness. And that's not just a story of there and then. That is a story of here and now. You know, for as fun and as cute and as adorable as the pageant is, for as funny as it was watching that 2-year-old mouse run out the back of the church tonight, unscripted, chased by her father. Life just isn't that funny and that easy most of the time. I look around this room. We've lost people. We've suffered great illness. We've seen horrific things played out in the news. We've seen the backlash of that. This world can be a pretty damn dark place. But here we sit. And the reason we sit here is because we know there's more to the story. Like those shepherds, we need to see the light and love of Christ. We need to hear the heralds of the angels. We need to hold in one form or another that fragile little baby Jesus. Whether it be our broken heart or a great joy that we may experience almost any day without even knowing. We sit here tonight because we live in hope. We sit here tonight because we believe in hope. We gather together tonight because we know what is possible, because we've been told it since we were children, we've seen it in our lives, and we've heard it in our traditions. And I, for one, know that one way or another, it's true. But again, it's not just there and then, it's here and now. It's about allowing that light and love of God into our lives so that we, like the shepherds, can be, we use the language of called into the world, to be forced into the world, to be driven into the world, to proclaim that good news, that amazing story, that amazing truth. That God so loves us, the unbelievably unlovable, that God was willing to be one of us. Amen.